old law papers and old tin boxes, some of them of Peter's hoarding, some of his father's John, first of the dynasty, a great man in his day. Among other collections were all the papers of the Durrisdeers. "The Durrisdeers!" cried I. "My dear fellow, these may be of the greatest interest. One of them was out in the 45. One had some strange passages with the devil. You'll find a note of it in Law's Memorials, I think. And there was an unexplained tragedy, I know not what, much later, about 100 years ago. "More than 100 years ago, said Mr. Thompson, "in 1783. "How do you know that?" "I mean some death. Yes, the lamentable deaths of my Lord Durrisdeer and his brother, the Master of Ballantrae. Attained in the troubles," said Mr. Thompson, with something the tone of a man quoting, "Is that it?" "To say truth," said I have only seen some dim reference to the things in memoirs, and heard some traditions, dimmer still, through my uncle, whom I think you knew. My uncle lived, when he was a boy, in the neighbourhood of St. Bride's. He has often told me of the avenue closed up and grown over with grass, the great gates never opened, the last lord and his